This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says the police department is prepared to keep neighborhoods safe throughout the Democratic National Convention next week. That's while protecting the constitutional rights of protesters near the convention venues and cracking down on any vandals and people he called violent actors. Snelling says CPD this past weekend showed how it's done.
Getting through the Air and Water Show, where we probably had millions of people downtown, and the Bud Billiken Parade simultaneously, and not having any major violent crime events occur, tells us that where we're deploying our people has been helpful.
Throughout the convention, Snelling says Chicagoans can expect to see more police officers on foot and bike patrols, especially downtown. He says officers are well-trained. He promises their wellness will be a priority throughout the week. Six Save-A-Lot grocery stores could reopen across Chicago's South and West Sides this fall after months of delays. Block Club reports a Save-A-Lot spokesperson says the West Garfield Park location at 420 South Pulaski Road will have a grand reopening in early September. Barring further delays, five more stores will open in the following months. Save-A-Lot parent company Yellow Banana was approved for nearly $27 million in tax credits and private funding to renovate the stores. Local officials and community organizers say the company has missed multiple deadlines over the past 2 years and has evaded questions. Chicago's South Asian artists from the past and present are the focus of an ongoing exhibit on the city's near South Side. What is Seen and Unseen, mapping South Asian American art in Chicago, showcases two parallel exhibits. One features contemporary work, and the other has a historical lens. Creator Shelley Behel says she initially thought she'd be taking a look at just a few decades of art history, but she went all the way to the 1893 World's Fair.
That wasn't the original plan, but I love when that happens, because if you write the story too far in advance, you don't know. We'll have to say, well, this doesn't fit, so leave it out. Whereas I'm more interested in, let me follow the path. Let's see where it goes. Then the story comes together when all this is in one space.
The exhibition runs through October 26th at the South Asia Institute. Former Illinois Auditor General Bill Holland died this weekend at his home in Seattle. He was 72 years old. Holland retired in 2015 after serving as the state's chief financial auditor since 1992. He had more than 40 years of public service experience, including working for the Illinois Senate President and the House Majority Appropriations Committee. Holland was the state's longest-serving auditor general. His audit of Illinois Central Management Services shed light on former Governor Rod Blagojevich's suspicious activities. Blagojevich was impeached 4 years later. After he was diagnosed with colon cancer, Holland moved to Seattle to be closer to his family. In his obituary, his family writes Holland was known for a sense of humor, and his, quote, favorite punchline was himself. A look at weather. Sunny day tonight, clear with a low around 64, and tomorrow will be sunny with highs in the mid-80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Araceli Gomez Aldana. Thanks for listening.